Right, we are back with the finance show here on tiptv.co.uk with my co-host, who is Charlie Gibson, head of mining for Edison Research, something I now always read out for fear of making a mistake, like saying Charlie Edison, head of research at mining.
Well,
which would be terrible, wouldn't it, really?
I think it captures the major points.
Yes, exactly. And also our very special guest, who's looking very smart today, in fact.
Really?
You just need a tie now. But Stephen Woodcock, senior FX analyst at Plutus FX. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you.
It takes years off you, actually, the haircut.
You reckon?
You really do.
Makes my face look fatter, though.
No.
No, really? No. All right, then,
you look younger. That's the main thing. At our age, that's the main thing, isn't it? Right, we've got a few currencies to get through. Interesting week or not for you?
Slightly better than, I mean, we've had a dull 4 or 5 weeks, haven't we? So, the Fed bodge week went, I mean, where we were at the beginning of the week, nothing's changed. Everyone again, back onto that, will they, won't they, with the Fed? Let's forget about it. Surely there's got to be other things. I mean, look, Mary Berry, and things like that. I mean, it's all going on.
When there's important stuff like that.
That's
She's 81. Yeah. Amazing, really.
I suppose Janet Yellen.
If I got paid that amount of money, I suppose I'd look after myself as well. But should we start off with cable?
Why not? Why not? That? It's actually under pressure this morning, actually.
We've got all the near-term moving averages falling. We've got the little kink in the RSI indicator. I know you look at the kink in the RSI window. But this looks, before it looked like it didn't want to stay below 130, even for a minute. Now it's heavy at 130.
Yeah, but we've said since the vote, we've kept saying that it's going to remain under pressure, but I'm sure the move is being smoothed by the Bank of England, and that's where we still are. This week as well, everyone's coming out the woodwork again.
Is it specifically the cable rate that's being smoothed?
No, it's sterling generally, across the board.
Do you see the Bank of England active?
No,
yeah, hello, this is Fred.
No, I'm not. I'm not in that part of the market now. So I'm far, far down the ladder there, and I'm in the bottom.
But when you're talking with your friends at lunch, don't they say?
I don't go to lunch. I'm at my desk. I'm glued to my desk.
I had that Bank of England on the phone again. To buy sterling.
I doubt if they're phoning me.
But why is sterling weak if the next move on interest rates, there's not going to be another cut in interest rates. What are they fretting about? Mark told me.
Right, okay then.
We're talking together around Threadneedle Street.
That and the fact he can't cut interest rates any further.
It's zero, it's got a nice ring to it. But
round number.
I don't understand why it's weaker, especially when you've got the Eurozone looking awful again with the
Italy and France all of a sudden, and Spain are looking quite Deutsche Bank and everything. But no, this is still sterling is still under pressure. Like you say, I mean, we struggled to get above 130, 110 yesterday cable. Sterling euro way round. Yeah. Obviously, because I'm doing deliverable forex now, every customer's asked for it the sterling euro way round. Whereas it's really euro sterling. Yeah. Sterling is struggling this week. There's been a lot of sort of the Brexiteers. Not the Brexiteers. The pre-Brexit Remainers. In the news again this week, talking about how bad things are going to be again. What's going on?
The funny thing is, you've got all these Remain institutions like Lloyd's of London, and I mean most of the record profits or massive business, and saying if things get bad, we're going to leave, or we're going to go to Europe, or we're going to things. We're all very worried, but they're doing that exactly the same time as their record profits.
Yeah, that's right.
But profits are backward looking, aren't they?
Of course.
That's, the record... I'm just making an observation.
But also as well, yet again this week, I've heard so many times this week about, they're going to, people will be relocating to European cities.
I thought... Good luck to them.
I think I said it on here a couple of weeks ago.
How's your German these days? Is it improving or...?
I said it on here a couple of weeks ago that you try and get...
They're not going anywhere, are they?
Try and get, people in Paris to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, get in the office by 6.
10 o'clock in the morning.
Don't go for lunch, stay in the office till 10 o'clock at night, do some settlements and see how you get on with that,
It's not the French way, it's not de régime.
Of course it isn't, there isn't the infrastructure in these cities to carry the amount of people needed to do those jobs into their financial hubs.
The only other one would be Dublin, where they sort of they speak the language.
They speak the language.
But that's it, isn't it? Really.
Well, there again, we could relocate to Paris. I mean, sensible policies for a. What do you
think? Is that a promise?
I'm just making a suggestion.
All right, so can we just look at the currency? So we've got here sterling euro. Are there any targets you have in mind, or is it just a weakness?
No, I just still feel. I mean, look, the previous low is there. Like, what is that? 126.50, 127.50. So I can't remember what it was now.
Yeah.
You know, if we bounce back next week to 136, 137, everyone will be looking at going, there's an inverted end shoulders there. Yeah. That's where it looks at the moment. But we're currently under pressure. We're coming into the weekend. There's going to be some book squares. It's going to be a thin day today. The markets are a tad, you know, a tad weak at the moment.
The only thing which seems to make sense as far as sterling weakness is concerned, we look like we have a date for the Article 50 being triggered early next year.
That's not a date, is it? That's early next year could mean early 2018.
Like, I mean, it could mean late next year.
That's right. Early, that isn't a date. And you know, I can't believe that people, you know, taking all this stuff so literally like yous. Come on.
I believe what I read in the papers.
It's, look. You cable at the moment, that's cable, okay? Cable at the moment is being managed lower, okay? And, you know, I'm sure if we trade towards maybe 128.5, there'll be some natural orders there, okay? I think we're probably, the range will gradually fall lower until we get some either bad news out of Europe or great news out of the UK. It's probably going to be bad news out of Europe when sterling euro bounces, and which will affect cable. We're going into the witching period now, going into the US elections. We're going to be dollar focused. Yeah, forget about sterling euro for the moment, because it's all about the dollar now. And that's where we are. We've seen the change over the last probably month. We've gone from talking about euro sterling to now we're talking dollar. Obviously, the yen's being spoken about.
Any quick word on that? What's your...
My view on that is
dollar yen.
Dollar yen. Well, dollar yen, you know, I've got it wrong. I've got it wrong because I thought they were going to act and they haven't acted. Yeah.
Well, they acted pretty big. I mean, they're you know, trying to fiddle the yield.
They've not done enough. They've not done enough, have they? They've not done enough to turn it round, okay? Now, watching the price action on this, yeah, I think 100 is their line in the sand at the moment. Yeah. Even though...
Everybody's waiting there, like, just standing
no,
up.
No, even though we did blip down to 99.20, I do think 100 is their line in the sand. If it starts staying below there on a weekly close, yeah, then maybe it brings into view, you know, previous lows, you know, that we see down at 70, you know.
But they're going to try and push it.
Of course they are, yeah. But the thing is, what I thought to myself this morning, you know, I heard someone talking yesterday about, are the Bank of Japan going to intervene? But the Bank of Japan intervening on their own at the moment would do nothing at all. Yeah, it's only if you get concerted intervention where everyone buys their own currency against the yen, where we'd get, you know, a proper move in it. But at the moment, the structure's not there, and the Bank of Japan at the moment, if they intervene, it really wouldn't do very much at all. We'd have a quick bounce Sunday night. I mean, this Sunday's going to be quite interesting. Okay, and obviously over Tokyo lunch, where they always seem to, you know, the markets finish alike, and because people, you know, some people don't understand, they've not been in this market long enough to understand that Tokyo lunch is lunch. It is for an hour or an hour and a half, nothing happens, yeah? People go away from their desks and leave the markets, yeah? It is a proper lunch, not like London. You don't, you know, it's not like...
It's like
12 till 1 in London, everyone just getting up off their desk and going, right, okay, it's lunchtime. It doesn't happen. But Tokyo lunch is a proper lunchtime. It's thin, there's hardly anything in there, and if they intervene, that's when they do it, yeah? So, you know, and I've been there. I've seen dollar yen come off 8 big figures, bounce 10, go down 5, yeah, in about 2 hours. And you know, that is what can happen. So I'd be very careful.
All you need to do actually is see whether the Bank of Japan traders, whether they leave their desks or not. Because if everyone else is leaving, but they stay, you know.
Well, the thing is, the orders are spread around. It's not just sitting in the Bank of Japan, is it? They're already set out and placed elsewhere.
Well, gents, we're just about out of time with that revelation from the Bank of Japan via Stephen Woodcock, Senior FX Analyst for Plutus FX. Thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you.
We'll be back after the break.